We are halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program on what is so far kind of a foggy Monday morning. The sun's trying to break through right now. The number here is 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. One of my favorite people in town, one of my favorite nonprofits in town, Laguna Food Pantry, and with the Laguna Food Pantry, Ann Bellier on the line with us this morning. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm doing great. Thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Always great to talk to you. And I know that now you're busier than ever at the Laguna Food Pantry. And first of all, I want to thank you guys, you and all the volunteers, for the fantastic work you do for the community. I think my first question is, how much busier are you now than you were last year at this time?
It's kind of crazy busy. Typically, we would see 100 to 120 shoppers within the 2.5 hour period that we're open each weekday.
Right.
Now we're seeing as many as 215 in that 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So it's you know, a big need.
Right.
And I'm proud to say that we're meeting the demand.
Okay.
Which is really exciting.
And you've actually had to restructure the way that you operate. You've completely restructured. It's now delivering stuff outdoors to the cars. Is that how it works?
Right. So it's a drive-through system.
Okay.
Instead of having our shoppers come in and select what they want to bring home to their families, we're actually having volunteers indoors bagging the food, and then our board members and volunteers are handing out the food in a drive-through system in our parking lot.
Wow, excellent! Now, a couple of weeks back when we spoke, you were in need of masks for your volunteers, also gloves and bags to bag up the groceries. And we tried to make a contact on Friday with the masks. I'm hoping that works. Are you still in need of gloves and bags?
You know, and I think that need is going to be with us for a while. I think, you know, because we don't see that this is ending anytime soon,
right,
we're going to need gloves and masks, bags, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Right. So let me ask the audience right now, if you've got extra gloves or you want to drop some bags off, or if you have masks, and I know that Lisa and I were trying to put some masks together on Friday for the food pantry, but no matter what, if you've got extra masks or you have access to them, please drop them off at the food pantry. How are you doing food-wise?
You know, it's pretty amazing. Initially, it was scary because the demand was so high that we weren't getting much in our rescues. It was hard to purchase food, to secure food, and now we're in good shape. We work with both Second Harvest Food Bank and Orange County Food Bank and purchase food through them as well as through local restaurant suppliers. So things are looking good. We're able to get great big pallets of food delivered to the pantry a couple of days a week, and then we're purchasing produce to offset what we're able to get. And then our rescues from our local grocery stores. Our volunteers are still going out there.
Good.
7 days a week. 8 grocery stores in the local area that we're rescuing food from.
Now,
and then our
those grocery stores, have you noticed that what you're able to get from the grocery stores is a little less than you were in the past?
Absolutely. But,
okay,
you know, it's leveled off to a point that we know kind of more what to expect and what we should be ordering. So we're able to provide the very best, you know, nutrition-wise,
right,
to our shoppers that come by.
Okay. Perfect. And how else can the community help? Let's have a shopping list, if you will. So we're looking at masks,
okay,
we're looking at bags, we're looking at gloves. What else can the community do?
I think go online, look at our social media post, Instagram, Facebook, like us, follow us, you know, share so that others know what we're doing, because there's a lot of need right here in our community. And we've got about, over 100 seniors in the area that we're reaching every week working with Sally's Fund to deliver food to our seniors in the area.
That's so
great. If there's others that are in need, let us know. We're working with the VA, the Veterans Affairs Department, to get food out to the veterans. You know, people who have never needed live in a food pantry now, you know, find themselves at a place where income's not coming in, so they need to feed their families and themselves. And so they're coming to the pantry, and that's why we're here. That's exactly why we're here, to make sure everyone has what they need to, you know, nourish their body.
When I think of the food pantry, or as I did a few minutes ago, when I knew that you were going to call, it warms my heart because of the work that you do for the community. It really, really does. Anne Bellier, I can't thank you enough for the work that you do and the work that your volunteers do. I will, as soon as we hang up the phone, I'm going to check on the masks that we had talked about on Friday. But I do want to make one last solicitation to the listeners right here. They need gloves. They need masks. They need bags to bag the groceries in. And again, go online, check them out, and share their posts when you see them so that everyone knows what they're doing. Anne Bellier, Laguna Food Pantry, thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure always to speak with you, and an honor to be involved with Laguna Food Pantry. Thank you.
I'll look forward to talking to you again really soon.
That sounds great. Right. You take care.
Thank you. You as well. 8:38 the time on the Mornings with Ed show.